To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Oh, yes, indeed, news listeners, it has arrived. It is Friday, and it's time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 21st of January, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it only took 4 months, but if you're on Android and you love Twitter communities, you can now be a part of one. Those of you unfamiliar, that's the topic-based groups feature that landed actually on iOS and even the web last year. Finally, in the latest version of Twitter's Android app, you can now be part of the fun too. Anything from space, fashion, plants, Xbox, you get the idea. Although if you're thinking about setting up your own community, Users still can't set up their own communities, you know, like you would on Facebook or subreddit. All they can basically do right now is suggest a new one. And that basically goes over to Twitter and they'll say, all right, yeah, well, we'll keep that on the back burner. Meaning it's up to them. Now, there's supposed to be big plans coming for communities this year. But those big plans, yeah, we haven't really heard about them. So it makes you wonder how big they are. We have heard, though, in the pipeline are ranked timelines, Q&As, and ways for moderators to actually highlight some of the community's best content. Twitter hasn't really revealed when we'll be seeing those features. Well, I'm sure you've been hearing about this in the news. 5G airplanes, whoo, they don't mix. At least in the U.S. right now, AT&T and Verizon, they're going to hold off their deployment of the C-band 5G services, at least near some U.S. airports. Now, this is all due to saying that, yeah, there's going to be a major disruption. And certain folks at certain airlines, say Delta, United, and Southwest Airlines, saying that if this C-band 5G actually rolls out, they're warning of potential flight delays. Now, because of all the hoopla and drama going on right now, AT&T was actually the first to send out a statement saying they are voluntarily deciding to limit their 5G network around airports, since the Federal Aviation Administration and other nations' airlines have not been able to fully resolve navigating 5G around airports. So what exactly is going on here? Well, apparently the 5G cell towers could affect safety equipment on these planes. Devices that are pretty much needed to keep the thing in the air and land it properly. You know, like altimeters and a whole lot of other little gadgets inside the plane that you really want working, especially if you're on one. Apparently the C-band frequencies will mess with these things. As far as when 5G connectivity around airports in the U.S. will be going forward, no freaking idea at this point. And finally, hey, you know, we've talked about those Apple cleaning cloths. They're back in stock. Well, now that you've managed to get a few, how the heck do you wash the things? If you're one of these people, just throw it in the laundry. Don't do that. Yes, Apple has decided to share a little secret with us of how to actually wash these expensive damn things. You want to know how? Well, here you go. According to Apple, how to make your cloth as good as new after it's gotten dirty, what you need to do is hand wash your polishing cloth with dish soap and water. Do not use harsh detergents, meaning, yes, you can't throw it in with your pants and underwear. After you've done the hand washing with the dish soap and water, you need to rinse thoroughly, again, with water. They're really emphasizing the water here, aren't they? Now, hopefully, you will not be needing this cloth for about 24 to 48 hours. Why do I say that? Well, because the thing's got to actually dry for that long before it can be used again. So now that you know how to wash your cloth once it's gotten dirty, probably best to go pick up another one, or maybe two, which is, I'm sure, is what Apple wants you to do, while the others are drying. Got a story and no one else is listening to you? We will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com is the website for all the BTN content, including this show, the Photo Show, the Mac Show, and the Big Show, too. You can also find us on our social media destinations at Facebook at British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and the BTN community at our Slack room by visiting at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a great weekend ahead, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.